From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, in a televised address Sunday, made no mention of resignation even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader following last week's military takeover. He announced his intention to preside over next month's convening of Congress.
I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or to compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
The 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insisted the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways that he can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment. So what will be required is a constitutional process to terminate his presidency, which will either be a vote of no confidence in the form of an impeachment, or he himself for resigning, or a declaration in terms of the constitution that is no longer fit and capable to run the country.
The party central committee earlier named sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as his replacement as party leader. International flotilla of ships and planes is fighting high waves and winds, searching for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 disappearing Wednesday. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew is still alive, though pinpointing the vessel's location elusive.
Lo que se necesita.
Argentine Captain Hector Alonso said what's needed now is multi-beam sonar to conduct the proper search. Some 11 surface ships, 10 aircraft from seven nations are currently involved in the search. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has vowed to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of those talks on forming a new government, raising the specter of another round of elections.
Und jetzt müssen wir trotzdem mit den Tatsachen.
Ms. Merkel acknowledged her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were unable to conclude those talks successfully. She said she'll inform the German president Monday, determine the next step. The key sticking points appear to be migration and climate change. The German leader, weakened by September's election results, may also have to consider presiding over a minority government. Syria and its allies have taken control of Abu Kamal, Islamic State's last significant town in the country. IS fighters are now only to control a few villages along the Euphrates River, as well as isolated parts of the country. The Islamic State has been under pressure from government-allied forces, as well as U.S.-backed rebels of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Israel's energy minister Yuval Steinitz acknowledged publicly on Army Radio Sunday that Israel has had covert contacts with Saudi Arabia, an unprecedented acknowledgment by a senior Israeli official, chiefly because of their joint alarm over Iran. But University of South Carolina political science professor Joseph Olmert said such contacts have been hinted by and passed by Israel.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu himself on many occasions made it very public and clear that Israel does have all kinds of connections with many Arab countries, including those that publicly and officially boycott Israel.
Steinitz said while Israel is not the party ashamed of such exchanges with what he called many Muslim and Arab countries, the other side is interested in what he called keeping those contacts quiet. In Kenya, clashes erupted in Nairobi slum Sunday after four people were killed as political tensions remain high over a pending Supreme Court ruling on two cases on the validity of last month's presidential election rerun won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said more than 30 of his supporters have been killed since Friday. He has appealed for international intervention, warning the country was being pushed to the precipice. At least 15 people were killed and several injured when a stampede erupted in drought-affected southwestern Morocco Sunday, as food aid was being handed out. The crush occurred in city Bolalam as the local association handed out food at a local market. The U.S. military personnel on Okinawa have been restricted to base and banned from drinking alcohol after a Marine was arrested following the crash that killed a Japanese man. The 21-year-old Marine was arrested late Sunday on suspicion of negligent driving and driving under the influence of alcohol, fueling opposition to the presence of the U.S. military on the island. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.